It's 6:45 from Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. This week, we have heard from Democratic candidates running in the District 38 State Senate primary race in New Mexico. Today, we hear from incumbent State Senator Mary Kay Papin, who shared with me why she is seeking re-election. Senator Papin, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to just start off with a basic question. If you could share with our audience why you are seeking re-election.
Well, I'm seeking a re-election. One, I think I've done a very good job. Two, I'm in a position of high leadership, which puts Doniana County in a stronger position within the state. I'm also working very hard for people with mental illness. There are still things I would like to do. That whole program was turned upside down in the previous administration, and we're trying to get it right-sided up. Again, I think with the virus that we have out here and what is happening with the pandemic, this is a serious time for us, and I think we have serious problems with our budget and trying to get our budget so that we can make sure that we're able to fund what we need to fund and that we're careful with the way we do that. And I have a lot of experience working with the budget, particularly having been in leadership. It has made a big difference in doing that. So I think that there are many issues out there. Of course, our education is primary. Healthcare is primary. So these are things that I think I've worked hard on while I've been there. I think I have a lot of experience in all these fields. I think I've been a good and fair leader.
Obviously, across the globe and right here in New Mexico, COVID-19 has impacted so many lives. With that in mind, can you tell us a little bit more about what you think the major issues are facing District 38?
District 38, of course, I think financial. I think the budget. I think we've had so many of our businesses closed. And I think if you look at the strip malls, most of the strip malls are closed down. We have the big box type stores that are open and are able to stay open, but our local business people have suffered tremendously during this, and that we need to try and capture whatever we can in the way of controlling this pandemic so that we can get our small businesses, our business leaders back in business and do that. I think we have a large poor population in District 38. And wanting to make sure that we are supplying not only the masks, the gloves, the sanitizer, but the foods that are necessary. The other thing, I've talked with several people on the education piece and what kind of education their children are getting by being at home and having to do it online and what have you. And so I think it's a multiple. It affects everything. And yesterday I was on the phone. I am the chairman of the President's Forum, and I was on the phone with 20 of the leaders of each state, the leaders of in the Senate of each state. And all our problems are pretty similar. Education, of course, again, was the pandemic was another one, and trying to control it and seeing where we're going. And I think also Secretary Scrace and Governor Lujan Grissom's cabinet has said that we need to assume that we have the pandemic, that we have the virus, and so that if each time that we would pass that on, we could affect 27 other people. Instead of figuring we might get infected, let's assume that we are infected and that we might be passing it on if we do not do these careful things.
If reelected, how do you think you can address these issues with legislation?
Well, of course, I'll keep working on trying to get more funding for mental health and the things that we need to be doing for mental health. And doing that, I think we're going to need to, when we go in for the special election, we're going to be needing to look at the budget and how we're going to reapportion the monies. I also signed a letter nationally with many of the state leaders in the Senate asking Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell that when they do the new stimulus package, that the monies that will be coming to the states, that these monies, that we would have more discretion within our states to be able to handle that money rather than being told by the federal government where to put the money. that because each state is unique, that we can be doing that. So I think I'll be working, you know, on that if we can get that accomplished and trying to protect what we have. Of course, education is big for us here in the state. And the health care, you know, I carried that bill that we were trying to get drugs out of Canada and possibly out of Mexico or wherever else to get drugs at a cheaper price, if we can possibly do that. That's very important to all of us. So I'll be working hard on that. So I think that the budget and health care are going to be what we're going to really need to be focusing on.
State Senator Mary Kay Papin is the incumbent senator running for re-election in the District 38 race for State Senate in New Mexico. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Senator Papin.
Well, thank you for asking me. I appreciate it.